Last weekend, we did a story for you about a fight, a big brawl that broke out on the Monterio Beach. Turned out there was gang activity involved, the reason behind that fight on the beach. And it got us to thinking, how badly is the situation with regard to gang activity in Sonoma County? On the KSRO live line with us is Assistant Sheriff Robert Giordano. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Nice to have you back with us. How pervasive is the gang problem here in Sonoma County?
You know, it's definitely a problem in our county, but I will say that it's things are better today than they were historically. We've had worse times. It's getting better. But part of the problem, too, is they're very discreet these days. They're not as public, so it's kind of harder to track it.
You know, I've been reading a little bit about a gang problem, and that you could confirm or deny this, but that gangs are getting much so into human trafficking as opposed to drugs.
Yeah, so, you know, the heart of it is making money. So drugs, human trafficking, I think what we hear about on the news a lot is the violent outbreaks, right? That's the stuff that
right.
we hear about. But the reality is we work a lot of what they're doing these days, it's all about making money for the gang, and they're doing human trafficking, and they're doing drug sales, and they're stealing things. And that is the stuff you can do a little more discreetly. So that is absolutely still happening. But I talk to our gang people, and these days, we call it kind of a moderate run these days, but we're constantly on top of it, and I think that's why it's like that.
Can you describe the gang unit of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office for us?
Yeah, unfortunately, you may have already heard, it's been in the newspaper lately, we took a $5.5 million budget shortfall in this upcoming fiscal year. And we've had a dedicated gang unit, which means full-time deputies and a sergeant working only gang stuff, street-level enforcement for the last at least 10, maybe 15 years. And we had to cut it this year. So
So does that mean no dedicated officers for gang activity?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so what it means is we get full-time deputies doing only that on the street enforcement. So it means we lose that piece, but what we've done to adjust to that, to the fiscal reality, is we do a lot of services on what we call collaterals, meaning that the deputy still works a regular shift, still covers a regular zone, but it's also the gang experts. So we keep training them, we send them to the events, we pay them overtime to work special projects on the side. So we still will have a team of people doing it. They just won't have as much time to dedicate specifically to that alone. So we're adapting with that. It's not the best model, but we got to live with the fiscal realities too.
Just a quick little Google search of gangs in the North Bay. I mean, I come up with Norteño gangs, Sereno gangs. I come up with Crips, dropout gangs, white power gangs. There's lots of diversity, it seems, amongst gangs.
There really is. It's surprising when you talk to the experts about how many there are in Sonoma County, but I will say that the predominant up here for us is Sereno Norteño. There are others, and there are out there, and we do run into those events, but that's really the bulk of ours here.
And is it correct to say that most of the gang violence is gang versus gang violence?
It is, predominantly.
So is there anything else that that we can do about it? I mean, how much is it affecting the general population is the question.
It generally does. It does in ways that sometimes we don't know. Let's go back to the human trafficking, the theft and that kind of thing. So it does. The violent stuff doesn't impact outside of the gang culture as much, but it can happen. But you know, the best way to deal with this, I mean, we no matter what, law enforcement and the community have to work together. So the number one thing, as simple as it sounds, is that if you see something that is unusual or concerns you, call us. That's what we need, is eyes on the street, right? We patrol all the time, make the presence, look for those problems, and we find lots of stuff doing that. But when people call us, it gives us that chance of, hey, there might be a problem here. We can go to that and look at it. It never hurts to call. It gets a deputy to go take a look and analyze what the situation is. And we do a lot of great enforcement on tips from the public. So it's so important that people keep their eyes open for us.
So it's sort of the universal, if you see something, say something.
It really is, you know, and like I say, it's so simple to say, but I've been doing this job for 27 years, and it is the golden rule. I can't tell you how many great cases we made because a neighbor called and said, I'm sorry for bothering you, you know, you're not bothering us, and this bothers me. I saw this, this, and this, and I was a little concerned, and it results in breaking open a big case. And that's how we solve that stuff. And it's just so important. Be the eyes and ears. There's only so many deputies out there, and they have their role, but we need the public's help.
Yeah, when you're dealing with that kind of budget shortfall, you certainly need the public's help, probably more than ever. That is Assistant Sheriff Robert Giordano. Robert, thank you so much for being here. We will call on you again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good morning.
You too.